Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, hello, hello. Stand by, folks, as we go on here. It's going to be a short show. I'm just trying to get the Facebook Live Blog Talk Radio. We're on Blog Talk and we're on Facebook. So I just want to make sure everyone is listening because I have very important stuff to put out, okay? So let's do the show. This is going to be a very short show. It's been a while since I've been doing my work and stuff. I've been traveling. I'm in California right now, and I'm actually just setting up shop. Miss Joy will be joining us on some of the episodes that we have going on, but nothing to fear. You know, everything's going to work out right, okay? So just go ahead and get everything going. Some of y'all might see a glare. I'm about to take off my little charger here. I got the phone over here. I had to move it over here. And now I'm about to go ahead and start up Facebook Live. I can't get the light from doing whatever it needs to do, but I'm here. So, everyone, my name is Mr. Evan Brooks. Some of y'all know me as Brooks Evan on my business page, and I just want to make sure that everyone is doing good. You know, they're doing filters and all types of funny stuff on these phones, but I've been gone, guys. I won't lie, I've been gone. I think it's unsat. I think that if we really want to do something, if we really want to make some change, we've got to start taking it one step at a time. So I'm here. I'm ready to chop it up. The number here, if you are looking to call, you're looking to talk to me, I have a number for you here. I'm about to go ahead and display. It's a very short show again. A very, very short show. A lot of people, I'm not digging my nose if y'all was looking at that. A lot of people just don't know, hey, what's going on? Like, how can I do this? How can I do that? It's not hard to do a show. The only thing that makes it hard is just that you have to stay consistent. You have to stay consistent. If you don't stay consistent, then you're not going to have a show. And a lot of people are like, you know, what's going on? Can you help me out? Well, it's not hard. I mean, I can help you out. It's been a while for me, but, you know, it is what it is. We're not going to do any call-ins right now because this was just a prompt-to show. I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I got held up. I'm not going to lie. I got my ass handed to me at the gym working out with my trainer on Saturday, and he had me do some prison/Batman workout, throwing a sledgehammer on a rubber tire, doing burpees, doing push-ups and stuff. But then I got my ass on the jet ski right after that, and I'm saying my lower body is like in so much pain, it's retarded. Get my juice here. But everything's been going pretty well. Everything's been going pretty well. I know people want to talk about relationships. People want to talk about the politics going on. People want to talk about the race relations that we have going on. And we are going to talk about that this season. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about solutions. I know we could talk about problems all day. Problem, 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 problem. But it's time to talk about solutions because it's very important to have solutions in order for you to actually make a difference. I don't want people to sit here and think that, you know, we talk about problems all day and that's the end of the day. It's not. It's not. It's far from it. We got to have solutions. We got to have plans. We got to have contingencies. And what that means is don't put all your stuff in one basket. You know, they tell you that in business, you know, with investment. You don't put all your eggs in one basket because you can drop that basket and then you lose everything. You need to be able to have contingency. So if that plan doesn't work, that doesn't mean to give up. It means to go with the other plan that you had in place. And you might have more than one contingency, but it's very important to know that if you're going to do something like this, you want to do it very well and very smart. As far as the relationship aspects, I mean, there's too much idiocy going on right now with people dating, doing stupid stuff. You even got things going on in the politics right now with our country. And if you're living in the United States, world politics is a very important part, and we got to play it smart. If it's dealing with anything dealing with international laws or, you know, laws inside this country itself too, because a lot of things are going to change. I think this upcoming election that's coming up for midterms, it's going to be a wake-up call for a lot of people who are in a GOP or whatnot. Because a lot of stuff is going on, and I think it's just a repeat. It was kind of like the same repeat when President Barack Obama was in there, and it came to midterm, and he was pushing for the Obamacare or affordable health care, as some people may know it as. And his people that he has working for him would not back him up. You know, people who supposed to say, I'm going to go into Congress as a Democrat. And then people turn around and say, so you support the affordable health care? And they were like, absolutely not. So they say, then what are you standing off of then? I mean, you can stand off other things, but it's like, that means you don't support the president. And they basically say, I don't support the president. So a lot of people who voted for the president looked at that as a backhand comment, looked at it as a sign of disrespect, looked at it as if it was basically you're only in there for yourself, and they lost the election like that. I think the things that's going on with President Trump right now is going to be brought up before the forefront. It's going to be various topics. I mean, it's going to be dealing with these scandals, dealing with, you know, privacy, and these candidates are going to have to make a choice, you know. Politics is a very dangerous game. I know a lot of people are like, what do you mean? Hey, you lose. There might be a chance that you'll never go back in office, and that's it, you're done. So you got to play it carefully. Things that's going on with our nation itself, with Syria shooting, you know, striking them, as you've seen in the news and stuff, and a lot of people wondering about what's going to happen next. Well, we're going to talk about that, because that's not a one-day thing. I don't care what anyone say on the news. You show me a war book where it says you do one thing one day, and then that's it. It doesn't. It's gonna be some stuff that's going coming down the pipeline. Trust me on that. It's just gonna be. Other things going on. Movie reviews. A lot of movies have been going out lately, and I want to talk about some of my top movies that I've seen that's coming up too. That I've seen and that are coming out. I know, like, the Black Panther, that was great as far as it's still climbing. The Avengers movie that's supposed to be coming out. Some of the other movies that I thought was a flop, just by looking at what they were doing, a Truth or Dare. And I'm going to tell people the reason behind you see these movies come out every year. It's like a teenage, I call it teenage high school movies, where they throw it out real quick. They don't get no promo going on other than you see it in the coming weeks. You don't see it a build up for months ahead of time. It's just something that pops up. Movies that people, which I haven't seen, I have to go see too, that people say that you think it's going to be a whack movie, you're wrong. It's going to be pretty scary. A Quiet Place, I want to see that. I heard it had very good reviews as far as people saying, hey, and when I mean reviews, I'm not talking about just Rotten Tomatoes. I'm just talking about people in general that you can talk to every day, and they could tell you, you know, hey, this might be a good movie for you. Because even if you look at Rotten Tomatoes, they might not have the same thoughts as you as far as what you like, you know, versus you might have friends be like, yeah, you go see that movie, it's going to mess you up. My sister usually goes to the movies more than I do with my nephew, and they have a good time, and she tells me, hey, she knows the type of movies I like. I don't like no crappy movies. Now I'm getting to a point, maybe because I'm getting older, I don't like long-ass movies myself, you know. I don't want to be in a movie for 2 hours and 40 minutes. I tell the last movie I did at, I think it was the Transformers movie, The Last Night or whatever, I fell asleep in that movie. I like Transformers, so it was like, it was way too much stuff going on. It's like, Michael Bay, you need to make up your mind, because in the age that we're in now, it's very hard to watch a movie and not grab your cell phone. You have to make a conscious effort not to be playing with your phone in the movie theater, because people still do it. And that's what the movie theaters are about. Or, you know, they're fighting for. It's like, hey, what do we do? Because, of course, they don't want to put something in there dampening the signal. God forbid you have something in there that's going to actually do that and emergency breaks down. You can't even make a phone call and get help. I'm not going to do that. They're just got made movies just to the point. Now, some movies have to be expanded like that. Like, movies that I recommend that should have been expanded like that was the Prometheus movie. The Aliens movie that they have, Prometheus, because it left a lot of questions at the end of the movie. And that stuff could have been explained. And then Alien Covenant. And you have other movies that do that as well, too. But movies like Michael Bay was basically a bunch of slow motion, you know, people fighting, running slow. He likes to do that slow motion stuff, and, you know, it's whatever. Oh, I'm having to forget about what happened at Starbucks, guys. You know, speaking of, since we're talking about me drinking this juice and actually looking at everything that's going on, is that the Starbucks situation, if you're not aware of it or not, that some real estate brokers walked in to wait for a friend at Starbucks, and I believe in Philadelphia, so the manager told the people to leave. They weren't doing anything. They were just waiting on a friend. Then calling the police, and the police ended up arresting the guy. So the lady that was the manager there who, you know, let this go down, they say to let her go, but you got to be careful what that means. Like, what does that mean when you let go? Like, when people send you stuff, how I handle the situation, well, tell me how did you handle the situation. Because if they don't tell you, then they might have just transferred to another store. So gave her some time off. And this is not the only incident that took place. It was another one that I just got finished watching where a man wanted to go to the restroom but was refused the code to get access to the restroom. So he just waited for another man that was in the restroom, asked him a question, said, hey, like, did you purchase something here in Starbucks before going to the restroom? He's like, no, I didn't. I was going to, but no, I didn't. So how did you get the code? He was like, I just walked up to the lady and asked for the code to use the restroom. She gave it to me. So he went back up there, had it on videotape. The woman told me, well, this is my business. And he corrected it. It's not your business. This is where you work at. You're employed with Starbucks. But you refused to allow me to use the restroom. But this guy over here to my left just got finished confirming that, hey, you did let him use the restroom. And he didn't buy anything yet. I was just trying to use the restroom, you know, buy something later, but it's like, I'm not buying nothing now. So she got the police in there, and this one was in California. I think this happened the other day, like yesterday, and the police came in there, and, you know, it cuts off, but more likely told them to leave. So it's getting out of hand, man. It's like racism is kicking up a 2.0 notch. It's not that 4.0, depending on what metric system you're using, but we just can't sit there and be like, well, we're just going to pray it out, because praying out ain't going to do anything but get you shot in the head or whatnot. You don't want to be in that situation, but you got to think tactically if you want to handle racism. You want to think about, like, who these people work for, who are their sponsors, who does all this stuff right here. If you're going to do it right, just stop buying from them. Don't keep going back to someone after they say they apologize. Like, no, they're just doing it to be politically correct. We live in a world now that people, if they said something wrong, they're going to turn around real quick and say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. The only reason they're saying I'm sorry, I'm sorry, they're not because they're feeling sorry. They're doing it because they don't want to lose any more money. You got to be able to tell those things. Like back in the day, like when my parents were growing up, it was all day. It was all out there. People didn't say sorry. So I meant it, you know. Now we live in a country or live in a world now that people will say one thing and it means something else totally different, meaning that they're not sorry, they're just saying it, they're going through the motions, they really have no remorse, and in your eyes, you're a criminal. So we're going to talk about that in more detail as the weeks go by, but hey, I got other shows also that I have to do as well, too. Like I said, I'm running a business as well, too, as doing my other job and doing this radio show. So I'm going ahead and conclude this. I know this was short, prompt to, but if you are interested in listening to the show, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. Then you also got the Facebook page, which I'm broadcasting on, which is nothing but the truth. You'll see the two individuals in a silhouette purple background holding each other intimately. Check us out. The show, again, talks about all types of things, social issues, racial issues, politics, money, you know, love, all those good things. But I want to go ahead and let y'all know that, all right? So other than that, that's it. My name is Mr. Evan Brooks. Stay tuned for upcoming shows. God bless. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.